Hey, you want a drink? He said.
It began to sink into his squelching mind that something was missing from this reunion, and that the missing something was in some way connected with the fact that the fat man sitting opposite him in the platinum suit and the silvery trilby had not yet said, "Hi, Ford," or "Great to see you after all this time," or in fact, anything at all. More to the point, he had not yet even moved.
"Hot black," said Ford.
A large, meaty hand landed on his shoulder from behind and pushed him aside. He slid gracelessly off his seat and peered upwards to see if he could spot the owner of this discourteous hand. The owner was not hard to spot, on account of his being something of the order of 7 feet tall and not slightly built with it. In fact, he was built the way one builds leather sofas, shiny, lumpy, and with lots of solid stuffing. The suit into which the man's body had been stuffed looked as if its only purpose in life was to demonstrate how difficult it was to get this sort of body into a suit. The face had the texture of an orange and the colour of an apple, but there the resemblance to anything sweet ended.
"Kid,"
said a voice which emerged from the man's mouth as if it had been having a really rough time down in his chest.
Yeah,
said Ford conversationally. He staggered back to his feet again and was disappointed that the top of his head didn't come further up the man's body.
"Beat it,"
said the man.
"Oh, yeah?"
said Ford, wondering how wise he was being.
"And who are you?"
The man considered this for a moment. He wasn't used to being asked this sort of question. Nevertheless, after a while, he came up with an answer.
"I'm the guy who's telling you to beat it," he said, "before you get it beaten for you."
"Now listen," said Ford nervously.
He wished his head would stop spinning, settle down, and get to grips with the situation.
"Now listen," he continued. "I am one of Hot Black's oldest friends, and..."
He glanced at Hot Black Desiato, who still hadn't moved so much as an eyelash.
"And,"
said Ford again, wondering what would be a good word to say after "and." The large man came up with a whole sentence to go after "and." He said it.
"And I am Mr. Desiato's bodyguard," it went. "And I am responsible for his body. And I am not responsible for yours. So take it away before it gets damaged."
"Now wait a minute,"
said Ford.
"No minutes," boomed the bodyguard. "No waiting. Mr. Desiato speaks to no one."
"Well, perhaps you'd let him say what he thinks about the matter himself," said Ford.
"He speaks to no one,"
bellowed the bodyguard. Ford glanced anxiously at Hot Black again and was forced to admit to himself that the bodyguard seemed to have the fact on his side. There was still not the slightest sign of movement, let alone keen interest in Ford's welfare.
"Why?"
said Ford.
"What's the matter with him?"
The bodyguard told him. End of CD 2.